Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Michael Calhoun in the newsroom, and this is Sunshine Week across the country, a time when we highlight the importance of public access to information and also what's going on behind the scenes with governments. And we're joined now by KMOX Capitol correspondent Phil Brooks to help us dissect what's happening in the Missouri State Capitol. Phil, thank you for joining us. And are the issues of transparency that we've been seeing at Jefferson City at the Missouri State Capitol, are they worse than they've been in years past, really, or are we just paying more attention this year?
They are as bad as I can remember since the state's original open meetings public records law, the Sunshine Law, was passed. It's largely the governor, Eric Greitens, who has developed a system for dark money to fund his political attacks against opponents, to fund campaigns for his agenda, and we have no idea where that money is coming from. We have no idea how that money is actually being spent, because it's being used, it's going through an organization that isn't required to report any kind of financial data at all. On top of that, we've got campaign aides who were required to sign non-disclosure agreements so they couldn't talk about what was going on within Greitens' campaign. This press secretary, paid for by taxpayer money, regularly just doesn't respond or doesn't respond promptly to questions from reporters for information about things like the governor's schedule, the governor's position on things. This is a pretty dark period for openness in government right now. Highlighting this now is this House committee investigating whether or not to pursue articles of impeachment against the governor. They're having a closed-door session unlike anything we have seen in the Missouri House since the beginning of the open meetings public records law. And it's not just witness testimony that's being closed. As far as I know, if there has been any discussion about what are the grounds for even pursuing an impeachment investigation of Eric Greitens, does the indictment that was handed down, is that covered by the grounds for impeachment in Missouri's Constitution? A huge question is whether or not an act that is done before a statewide elected official takes office, is that something that is within the purview of an impeachment process? And you go back to high school indiscretions. I would assume the committee has had a discussion on that. They've got three lawyers in that committee. I would think they would want to be looking at that before they go down the road of calling witnesses. And if they've had that kind of discussion, they've done it behind closed doors. And in the Jefferson City Police Department's facility, where they can be screened off more easily from reporters trying to see what they're doing.
How are the checks and balances right now at the state capitol, Phil? You've got the Missouri Attorney General, who had an investigation that a lot of people take issue with when it comes to the use of the Confide app and the self-destructing text messages, not even talking with the governor. And then the state legislature, these meetings, as you mentioned, the Jefferson City Police Department, literally black trash bags on the door, blocking the sunlight from coming in.
That's a good point, Michael. I think that there has been a loss of that aggressive oversight of governmental officials that we used to see back when there was a more partisan divided government.
Phil, for people who are saying, you know, we elect these people, we need to just let them do their jobs, this is Sunshine Week. And talk a little bit about why transparency in government is important, why with these issues it's important for the voters to know what's going on, what the discussions, the deliberations are behind closed doors.
It's important because in this intense environment of the state capitol building, special interest lobbyists, the money that is being expended by these lobbyists on behalf of legislators has a very significant effect on the process. If the high school civics courses that you and I were taught years ago, that's kind of sugarcoating what the reality is of government. Special interests have always played a significant role in this process, and it was Deep Throat who was the unidentified source for Woodward and Bernstein and their investigations of Richard Nixon's. His adage to the two of them when they were young reporters was, follow the money. Absolutely true. What's happening now with a dark money organization in which contributors are kept secret means it's nearly impossible for us to follow the money that's involved in influencing this process that's going to affect every Missourian at some point in the future when the stuff that they're seeking to get passed gets passed.
A lot to pay attention to coming out of the Missouri State Capitol these days. And, of course, we have it covered for you. Thank you to our Capitol Bureau Chief, Phil Brooks, for joining us on the Goodwill Guest Line on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.